And a good Thursday, everyone. It's Hans here. And just wanted to stop in for a quick hello. And just coming to you from the Port Dalhousie Tim Hortons. And sitting here on this lovely Thursday on the way to bowling. Actually, stopped at Wendy's for and had a burger. And just came here for a muffin. Had a fruit explosion today. I've been having the pumpkin spice the last few times here. And so I just had a quick stop in and say hello. Not really too much going on here. I have been, have to excuse me because there's just someone over the next table and some people behind me as well. Not really too much. It's about 16 degrees Celsius. One of the things I'd like to talk about is the bus tracking system they have here, just implemented on Tuesday here in St. Catharines. Each stop now has its own number. Like the one outside my building is 0508, which is on Linwell and Lewis, and 0487 is the stop across the street. If we text in to a certain number, 204-289-1973, it gives you the time the next buses will arrive at that particular stop. You just basically you text that number in, put that number in the and then you put in the message body, you just put the stop number. Like if I put 0508, it would give me the approximate time for the stop there at Linwell and Lewis. And of course it works with any stop around here. All the signs have stickers on them, or at least most of the bus stops do. I have to use my monocular to bring them up, but they do that. I don't think they have an app. They don't have an iPhone app yet, but I'm sure that's to come down the road. But texting is just as well, because that means people that don't have the smartphones or like iPhones or Android can go in, can text in to that as well. And that's just as handy. So that's a good thing. And of course, the bus with the stop announcements, where you've heard a boo or two with those in there. They announce the stops, so that's good. So that's kind of neat to work. I mean, I know the approximate times, but at least the stops will tell. At least the texts would tell me if the buses were running on time, which is good to know. Then you know when to expect it. And then check my watch, like when I did it at the Lake Street bus, which is 0352, which is at Lake and Scott Street. That bus, it predicted it was like 12:35, and it said it journeyed, and my watch said, well, it's about a minute ahead of my watch, and I checked it, and it was 5 minutes, like the system said, so I think it's pretty good. Anyway, I finished my iced tea, and I had green iced tea here, and I had a fruit explosion here. I could have just had a frosty at Wendy's and would have saved getting off here, because of course Wendy's does have the Wi-Fi now. I guess it's all being rolled out anywhere, but I'm not surprised, because everywhere is doing it now, which is a good thing. With so many people with like the phones, like the iPhones and Androids and Windows phones and all that have Wi-Fi. It seems everybody's has something, and they can connect now, which is a good thing. The 3G plans are generally pretty good, but you know, the more you can use Wi-Fi, the better. So the Wendy's down by the Walmart that I've been at was with the Tim Hortons, so that already had Wi-Fi, but this one is a standalone one here on Lake Street, so that has Wi-Fi, which is good. saw the sticker on the door today when I went in, so, which is a good thing. It'd be kind of nice to see when all businesses start having Wi-Fi. I don't know if it'll ever get to that point, but it's nice to see so many people, so many businesses getting on board with the Wi-Fi and all. So, I know Tim's had it for, you know, at least a year, almost 2 years now. And I've been using it, which is good. So, anyway, I guess that'll do it for me for this boo. It's a quarter after. And I should probably think about sending this out and headed towards Playmore. So, I'll boo at y'all later. And everyone, have a blessed day. And so long, and see everybody next audio boo. And just a quick aside here, just a quick PS to that boo, just add on here. I'm talking about the bus stops. You can track them on the website as well. They have a link where you can look at a map, or you can, like, for text, and it even says, like, for text readers, mobile devices, etc. Could click here. But the direct link to that is, if you go to where is, like, WHEREIS dot yourbus, like YOURBUS.com, that'll take you right to the tracking information as well. So you can track it on the web from home or mobile phone, or get the text from the cell like I talked about earlier on. So just that aside from there, in case you'd like to know, because I forgot to mention that. So this time it is a wrap. So y'all take care, and as I said, I'll be with y'all later. So long.